The state increased its tobacco tax by a dollar per pack of cigarettes in the last budget. That brought the overall tax to $1.77 a pack. The move has generated hundreds of millions in extra revenue for the state. Governor Doyle says it's partly responsible for getting a record 39,000 people to call the state's tobacco quit line and for dropping the adult smoking rate to below 20%. And while the tax increase was substantial, it actually fell short of what Doyle was asking for. The governor originally wanted to raise the tobacco tax to around $2 a pack. Doyle says that increase remains an option, along with everything else, as he crafts his next budget.
You know, I've supported in the past. I'm just not sure that adding another, 23 cents would have the effect of reducing tobacco, which is what my goal here. On the other hand, the federal government's about to put 61, I believe it is, 60 plus cents on, and maybe if another 25 or something came from the state, that together might have the effect of driving usage down.
Doyle says he doesn't think the cigarette tax should be seen as a long-term answer to the state's budget problems. There's a point when a tobacco tax gets high enough that revenues actually drop as smokers either quit or go to other states to buy cigarettes. The governor has said he wants to reintroduce a statewide ban on workplace smoking, although there's no telling whether the new political makeup of the legislature makes that idea any more viable. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.